One, two, three. All right, everyone. Let me make sure I'm doing this. One, two, three. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Late Night Open Mic, Grim Rants Live, whatever you fucking want to call it. Grim Rants Into the Heavens Live. We've had a storm, and it basically screwed me up a little bit. So, yeah, it is what it is. But hey, I got a lot to talk about, and basically the first thing I want to talk about has to do with Andrew Tate. Why am I bringing Tate up again? Well, because this video's been surfacing all over the internet. I'm sure you've seen it. I don't know where it came from, and it's definitely not something he's done new because he's in a prison right now, but this video was basically him talking about something that has been talked about a lot even before he was a thing. And I mean years before he was a thing. And this goes right into my transmaxing episode. So, or my video on that, rather. It wasn't an episode. But, let's examine what the guy actually said. The guy said, after he boasted about his goddamn genius-level intelligence, I wish he'd stop doing that bullshit, he basically went and
what
said...
What a clown.
Okay. All right. I don't know what all that was. But anyway, the guy basically said that, would you rather take a woman that looks like Megan Fox, but she has a dick? Or would you rather take a woman that is just Hulk Hogan with a vagina? Like, it's literally Hulk Hogan, but it just has a vagina. And he was saying, and I know what he was trying to say, but that is the worst fucking example that you could ever use for that. It's like the stupidest...
I would say neither.
Yeah,
how about neither?
Most people would. Because you're basically saying, do you want Blair White or Lizzo? And of course, okay. All right, let's look at it like this. Imagine you're looking at these two people, Lizzo and Blair White. You don't know... you don't know that Blair White is, you know, she's got something downstairs. You don't know that. However, you know you don't want Lizzo, right? You don't know that Blair White has the thing downstairs, has a banana. You don't know that. So by aesthetics alone, you're going to say, well, fuck, I'm going to go with Blair White. Now, the thing that screws Tate's point up is that he says straight up, he's like, well, would you'd rather pick the Megan Fox with a penis or the Blair White with the penis over the Lizzo or the Hulk Hogan? And that led a lot of people to think, oh, he's trying to make people fuck trans women. I don't think that's what he's going. What he was trying to say is it's unfortunate that there are men who are making better women than actual women. That's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say it's unfortunate that there's women out there who make better women than women. Lizzo goes around and says, body positivity. It's all about my body looking, you know, it doesn't matter that I'm 400 or 500 pounds. My body looks great. No. Most people would say no. And I think that's a problem to try to push excessive obesity on women. I don't think that's a good thing at all. I'm going to the castle's outskirts right now. So you guys that wanted to see Castlevania, you're going to get to see it. Yay, you. Anyway, I got to go through a 2-minute door. Hold on a second. I'm playing Dead Cells, by the way, if you haven't noticed. Ooh, that's cool. I don't know what those do, but... Alright, hold on. Frost Blast freezes enemies in front of you. Okay, we're gonna take that. There we go. And back to entrance? Oh yeah, back to entrance. Okay, fine. Okay. So, you know, I've talked about transmaxing. I've talked about the fact that the Florida stripper told me that men said to her deliberately, you know, you look hotter than my wife who has gained a lot of weight and now bitches and nags at me all the time. And I don't want to come home. And I'd rather watch a trans woman strip with a plastic body than deal with my fat, natural wife who is not fun to be around. That's where we're at, folks. That's literally where we're at. You know, and, that's really what, you know, that's kind of what Tate was trying to say. Men are making better women than women. That's the issue. That's what he was trying to say. A lot of people say, no, you're trying to get men to fuck trans women. No, I don't even think that was implied. What people are using is say, oh, he was always a fruity guy and he wants guys to be gay and all that. No, I don't think that was it at all. What I think he was trying to say is that unfortunately there are women out there that don't look like women anymore, and you would have a better aesthetic with a trans woman than you would with a real one, just because of the way that the beauty standards have changed. The trans women are using a traditional beauty standard because they actually want to appeal to men. Whereas the regular woman doesn't want to appeal to men. Have you noticed that there's a lot of women out there that, I don't care what a man thinks of me. I don't care what I look like. And that's why they're upset.
Right.
They're like, they're like, yeah, I don't want men to fucking care about me. It's like, well, you're not going to have any men to care about you. And that's why you complain and bitch all the time. You bitch and complain and you fucking nag because no man wants to deal with you because you want to look like a buffoon. You want to look like an idiot. You want to look like you went to Taco Bell and lived there for a couple of fucking months, you know? That's the problem. That's the problem. They locked you in fucking Burger King and all you had was a Whopper, you know? You got locked in the damn warehouse where they have all the patties and everything for McDonald's. You had nothing to drink but secret sauce, you know? So you just gained more weight than most people can lift and nobody wants to deal with you. They don't even want to have to pick you up. You know how hard it is for paramedics to pick up extremely obese people after they've had, you know, health problems where their heart has stopped? It takes two or three grown-ass big men that go and work out at the gym to pick your 300 or 400-pound ass up. Oh, this is all woman. Well, all man is having a hard goddamn time picking your ass up and getting you to the hospital to save your damn life because you couldn't put the Funyuns down. That's the problem. So when Tate says, oh no, these guys, they'd rather want Megan Fox with a dick. Of course they don't want the dick. They're just saying, if it came down to aesthetics, I'd rather pick the woman that's pleasing. And you know, in all his damn intelligence, he should have explained that. You know, that's really on him.
Yeah.
And the guy needs to learn how to take a fucking L. He can't do it. He needs to learn how to take a fucking L. And he definitely took a fucking L with that. You, it's like, dude, no. You literally just told guys, because you failed to explain the concept with your genius fucking brain. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's like your genius fucking brain can't explain a simple goddamn concept. And you wonder why guys are like, Tate, You want me to have sex with a trans woman? Is that what it is? No. That's not what he wants. But that's what happens when you have a badly executed example. Examples are fine, but you gotta make sure you know what the hell you're doing. Ooh, there's something in this coffin. It's Alucard. Oh, shit. Alucard. Wait, did you really wake me by accident? Meet me at his castle. We'll debate how best to fight him. Oh, and if you come across a Belmont, ask him to do his accursed job.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah. Such a beautiful shield. I shall try it on a skeleton. Alucard's shield can be used to attack in melee. Okay. Oh, cool. I got Alucard's shield. By the way, there's like 20 different Castlevania outfits that you can put on for this character. So you can have your character look like 20 different Castlevania characters. Yeah. Oh, by the way, this game also, or this DLC, it comes with 60 remixed versions of classic Castlevania themes. 60!
Wow!
Yeah.
That's nuts.
You know what this DLC originally was? It was a way to market Dead Cells to Japan, because they didn't think it would sell in Japan. So, they basically got a hold of Konami. Yeah, and at first they were just going to do something short, and Konami was like, no, we don't want to do something short with it. Let's do a whole big old DLC. Let's do a whole thing where they can fight Dracula and everybody else. Yeah.
Wow, that's the smartest thing Konami's done in years.
Yeah, I know. And they said that they're committed. They haven't said what, but they said they know that there's a lot of people that want more Castlevania. And they said they wanted to make sure that people, you know, that they were giving the fans what they wanted with all the collections. Which I think they're going to continue to do collections, but I think they're still iffy on a mainline game. I'm not sure how they want to do it. I don't even think they're sure how they want to do it. People keep thinking because the Dead Cells market and all that, Gal Guardians, it's not called Grim Guardians anymore, it's Gal Guardians now. Because that market is pretty much cornered, they might go PS5 3D Castlevania.
That's so like on the PS2, like on the or the PS2 ones, right?
I know, like the Lament of Sorrow, or not Lament of Sorrow.
You mean Lament of Innocence and Curse? No, Lament of Innocence and Curse of Darkness.
No,
I think Curse of Darkness was. You're talking Lords of Shadow.
Lords of Shadow. Yes, they're thinking about doing Lords of Shadow. And that's fine. I mean, it'll work for them. But yeah, that's the big thing that Tate was saying. But, you know, enough about him. There's other things I've been talking about. I debated with a guy, basically, who said, what was it? Oh yeah, I debated with an alpha guy. I got nothing against this guy. He said, you know, we had a really long conversation. And he basically said, and he agreed with my points, by the way. He said, one of the things that I had problems with when I was dating women is that, you know, their career, he does admit, yes, they're career women. They have jobs, they have money, they have all this other stuff, they have the resources. So, he's been looking at another, he said he was another alpha shill. Like, the guy he was listening to was another alpha shill. But he said, but the guy's been giving me good advice when it comes to dealing with women. And he said, a lot of it I've tried in real life, and it's worked for me. And he said, the thing that I was told, and I looked at this, and I'm going to just tell you guys, we're all about options. But I'm going to tell you this information. I'm going to let you guys do with it what you will. But he basically told me, he said, I needed to realize that I had to become a catch. I had to become attractive to women. And we're not talking about physical looks. We're talking about money and all the other things.
Right.
Yeah, you know, he had to become... He basically had always to become the 10... He had to become the 10%. He said, I understand the 10%. And he says, a lot of incels don't have anything to offer. So I wanted to offer something. I wanted to compete. I wanted to show them that I can, you know, I can do it. I can be that top 1%. It was top 10, but now it's top 1%. I can be that top 1%. Okay, that's fine. That is an option. That is absolutely an option. If you really want to become a top 10%, or top 1% rather, guy, you can do it. Like, I'm not gonna tell you you can't. I'm not here to tell you that you have to do the thing that I'm doing. The whole point of, like, going your own way was to decide what way you're going to go. You know, you're walking away, but if you're gonna walk back to the plantation, you walk back to it on your own terms. You're like, okay, fine, so this is how I'm going to do it. I understand what's entailed. I'm red-pilled. I understand what she's going to do. I understand what I'm going to go through. However, I'm willing to make these sacrifices, so I'm going to do what it takes. That's fine. Even, what's his name? Before Fresh and Fit got so popular, I remember when it was one of the guys, Myron Gaines is what he went by, basically said, look, I understand how difficult it is to make it. He said this early on, before they got famous, before they even, you know, got known. He said, I understand how hard it is to make that 1%. And he's going to tell you, he says, look, I honestly understand if some of you guys want to bow out. You can do that. I'm not going to hold anything against you. It's hard. He told us straight up, it's really hard to do. He's not going out here like Richard Cooper and all these other guys, do the work, do the work, do the work, do the work. No, he's like, I understand it's fucking hard. You know, it's not going to be easy. If you're going to do this, you're going to have to be a completely 100% different man than you are. And you may not like that man. That man might get you laid. It might get you everything you want. But you may not like that man. You may not like the person you have to become in order to... Ooh. That is another... That's Sonya Belmont behind that door. Anyway, Sonya Belmont, for those of you who don't know... Castlevania Legends 3 Game Boy. Yeah, that's
really... Oh, Game Boy. Yeah, right,
Game
right.
Boy. Yeah, they really have some attention to detail in this. And Konami, like, they were 100% for all this. Like, they were... Yeah. This is fun. I just wish my dude didn't look like a samurai still. I want him to look like a Castlevania character. Richter's hidden in the game, though. If you find Richter, you can play as him. And with the full moveset. Yeah, the full moveset of Richter, too.
I mean, so it's not just a skin.
Yeah, it's not just a skin. That is fucking cool. I mean, they did some awesome shit with this. I really gotta give it to them. What is this? A great big treasure chest.
Nice.
Okay. Assassin's Dagger 3. I want that. Give me that. And, I mean, they were saying, look, you've already borrowed a lot of our elements from Castlevania as it is. So, we'll just make it Castlevania for. There's a very good possibility they may hand Castlevania over to these developers. And make it a roguelike Castlevania, which I won't like, but a lot of people will.
Yeah, that would sell well.
It would sell well. I mean, Bloodstained will still be there for me. Ooh, cool, look at this. What an extravagant fountain. Uh-oh, there's blood pouring out of it. Well, it would be less sinister if it wasn't running on blood instead of water. I'm wondering how many innocents they had to kill to fill it. Hmm. By the way, it's playing, what is it playing? Oh, yeah. It's playing, Castlevania 3, the opening music. I forgot. Yeah, it's great. I like this because it mixes some of the old elements of Castlevania together also. Like it has the platforming and the spikes and all that. But yeah, it's an option. And I told him, I said, look, I'm wanting to go to the... I don't think I want to go to the Philippines now because I looked at Rogue... Let me get this man. Roving Henry? I can't. Hold on. Let me look at this guy. I want you guys to watch this dude. If you're thinking about going somewhere, give this guy's channel a watch. He's been everywhere, man, and he's got a lot to say about it. His name is Roaming Hogan. Check out Roaming Hogan. He's been to the Philippines. He's been to Taiwan. He's been to Vietnam. He's been to all these countries. And he'll tell you, look, if you're going to go here, this is what you're going to expect. And he's been there for several years, so he can actually tell you, you know, this is where you eat if you go there. This is what you do if you go here. He said the Philippines is cheap to live on if you go eat at the local places with the other Filipino people. You might not want to do that. You might want to go to the grocery store or the supermarket. They have supermarkets there. However, those supermarkets are not cheap. They're about as much as you'd spend here in the United States or the West or in Europe. He's from Europe. So he said, if you don't like those prices, you're going to pretty much pay them there. You can go to the local markets and eat, find places like that. But restaurants, all that kind of stuff, it's going to cost you. Unless you're doing really well, you're gonna, you know, be spending some money out there. He said, though...
So what? So you're saying it's cheaper to eat out over there?
No, they have little places where the people from the Philippines gather to eat. I can't remember what they were called. I don't know that much about the Philippines. Somebody here that's watching, they'll probably school me a little bit more, because I know there was a guy in my comments that was telling me a little bit about it. And he said, if you go to Manila, the traffic is, like, really bad. And, of course, there's just a lot of wait. The Philippines is hurry up and wait. It's like the military. Basically, you go to the grocery store. There could be a fully staffed grocery store, and you're still going to wait in line a long time for, you know. Everything takes a long time to do. Getting internet takes a long time to do. It's, if you're gonna be there, you know, for a while, you just gotta learn to wait. I mean, it's all very slow. Everything in the Philippines is slow. It's not fast paced like here in the United States. That was kind of a turn off for me. I don't think I could do that. Also. Medical, you know, yeah, you'll get a hot, you'll go to a hospital. They'll hook you up to an IV, but you don't want to go to the local hospitals. You want to go to a hospital in the city. So again, it's not necessarily the best choice. He said he recommends like Vietnam and Thailand. He went back to Thailand, definitely Thailand. That's what you want. He says you're gonna get your bang for your buck in Thailand. Here, it's okay, but things are very slow. But Thailand, it's a little different. It's a little better. I think you'll like it better. He said the people are really great in any of these areas. They're really nice people. But yeah, there's always going to be shit no matter where you go. There's always going to be, you know, places you don't go. The locals will tell you, don't go there. Stay away from that area. You know, listen to the locals. They're not idiots. They're, you know. Let's see.
They were kind of born there.
Yeah. And a lot of, I don't even want to just say Americans, but Westerners in general, they're going to think, oh, well, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try. It can't be that bad. No, you need to, you know, realize that these people, they're not there to, I don't know, man. It's just, I don't get people sometimes. You got to realize the locals are not there to harm you. They're not trying to, you know, it's, all right. Okay. Hold on. Yeah, I am playing a game, so it's... Oh, the door won't open till you chose your mutations. Hold on. One thing about this game, you get different mutations. They change your... They basically change your passive abilities. Okay. Range... Oh, I don't want to use tactics. Survival. Recover after killing an enemy. That'll work. Okay, now I can go. And then I can fill up my flask, which I don't need to use because I've got the game on pretty much shit difficulty. But yeah, I made videos a long time ago, back in 2018, where I was encouraging young men to go to Thailand. I was encouraging young incels to go to Thailand. Now that young incels are 63% of the population, I'm going to tell you again, even though I've gone back on it, made videos against it, I'm going to tell you this, but I'm going to amend this. So first and foremost, yes, I want you to go to Thailand. However, don't forget anything I've said about Thailand. Don't forget any of the videos I've made about Thailand. I've made several videos about those Thai bar girls. If you want to bring home a bar girl, realize that every goddamn thing I read from the official Department of Tourism down there. Remember, everything I said about them complaining about it, maybe having a sick buffalo, about them saying, I need your email address. It's my birthday. Can you give me money? You know, all that still applies. So what I want you to do, if you go down there, realize that it's going to be just like any other woman. Even guys and another dude from the Philippines site went on there and said, you got to understand that Filipino women are just like other women. Filipina P may talk them up, but they still are just like other women. Will they take care of you? Yes, but they're not without their faults. Same thing with Thai girls, Vietnam girls. If you're going to Asia, you're going to be appreciated more if you're a white male, black male. They like that sort of thing there. If you're tall, they like it. Okay? And a lot of us are taller than their people. So, if you like, if, I mean, you're gonna get the attention you want. You're gonna get the pretty... The pretty Asian girl, and she's gonna say, "Ooh, you so tall. I like you tall. Tall blue eye." They like that. They like that. She's gonna tell you. She's gonna say everything you want. She's gonna be excited every minute. You're gonna be like, "Oh wow, there's all these women around me. I was an incel and nobody wanted anything to do with me in my home country. But here, I feel like I'm a Chad. Congratulations, you just became one over there." However, the problem is that a lot of these girls, they know you've got something and they want it. And once you put that ring on that girl, oh, and you're going to want to do it because you're going to be like, "Oh, I finally found it." You got to make sure that it is the right thing. Because there's guys out there who have been married for years. There's a man that said he met his wife in Thailand. Older man, by the way. Married to her for 18 years. Great relationship. Perfect. Just been wonderful. So go out there. Check out the beaches. It's a nice place. I think you'll have a lot of fun. Get laid out there. Do it. They're not going to fucking divorce rape you out there. You can go to a woman and say, you know, I mean, they'll ask you. They have, like, not supposed to say prostitution, but they have a thing where if money is involved, you might get something. So, yeah, if you've got money, you might get yourself some. And you can even have them come to you. You can call them to you and get yourself a nice little condo out there. Oh, yeah. Remember, what was it? The Bangkok Angels or whatever the hell it was? I can't remember the name of that place. But if you call that number, they'll send you a girl or a ladyboy, depending on your preference. And you can even get both. There's actually a 2-for-1 deal. There's one where you get a girl and a lady boy. I looked that up. I laughed my ass off.
Why would you want both? I guess I'm
some white, people, but... couples, and things like that.
Oh, wow.
I think it might be absolute angels. But anyway, yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to go in there and... Oh, wow, I remember that guy. Okay, there's the knights. Oh, wow, those knights are strong. Holy shit, you got to fight them quick. Oh, yeah, that knight almost fucked me up, and I have 767 health. You can go up to... No, you can go way past 999. I think you can go to 1,000 health.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, you can go pretty high in this game. But remember, it's a roguelite, so you lose all your upgrades every time you play. Except for the certain permanent upgrades you get from getting cells.
Right.
It's a really fun game. I think I bought this... How much did I pay for this? $20-something for both the game and the expansion. And I also get a free one. You get a free DLC thing as well, so that's pretty cool. By the way, the game is a true... roguelite in the dungeon dungeon randomizer. Your dungeon's always different. It's never going to be the same dungeon when you go into it, so that's kind of cool. But yeah, everything I said about Thailand remains. Again, you can find yourself a wonderful woman, but you can also find yourself absolute fucking hell. I've read, man, I was a part of expat groups for a long time, and I talked to a lot of expats, and it's a great place. I actually have a friend of mine who built, I think he's the guy that built, no, he didn't build my website, but he's the one that told me, basically about going to Thailand, because he's been there. He's been to the Philippines. He's been to all these areas, and I said they're great. He said, you'll love it there. And I said, well, I need to go then. I need to check it out. And again, it is a lower standard of living. Unless you go to the cities, you're going to have a lower standard of living. It's not America. You know, it's not, you know, I mean, I guess Manila might be a little more, you know, your taste. But again, it's going to cost you a little more. If you want to live in a city, it's going to cost you to live in a city. So keep that in mind. Yeah, sure, you can live cheaper, but it's not going to be, like, almost free. Some guys think, oh, I can stretch my dollar and live off nothing. He's like, no, you really can't. Yeah, it's some guys just don't know. But I'm glad that guys are really trying this. I'm glad that guys are giving this a go. I mean, I'm going to give it a go eventually. And the guy I talked to, he said, man, he said a couple of years after, he said basically after his son was old enough, he's going to go out there to the Philippines. He said, you'll see me on Filipino beaches. Like, that's great. I mean, I talked to, I got a friend of mine from the Philippines. On social media. She told me, I said, I said to her, how can I really learn about, you know, the languages and things? She says, well, definitely watch the YouTubers that do the, like, a foreigner in the Philippines. She said, you'll learn a lot about our culture that way. You'll learn a lot about what you need to know as far as language and all that. And she's even telling me from the Philippines that she'd rather I watch those videos and learn than for her to actually tell me. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is. So, yeah. But I told him, I said straight up, I said, look, I'm not really interested in any of the girls here. Because I don't want to have to, like I said, I want a partner. I don't want somebody that I have to rival against. Human did a video about this. He says, a woman is supposed to be a partner. You're supposed to work together. We're not supposed to be rivals. I don't want to compete against anybody. And Human, he does very well off. He's, you know, he's in the advertising agency. I've talked to him on Discord back, you know, when TFM had his server. There were a lot of bigger guys that would jump in, and I'd talk to him. I talked to Thinking Ape a few times, very few times, but I did talk to Human. And Human agrees. He said, we complement each other. This fighting is not part of it. Like, it doesn't do anything. I'm gonna fight the man. I'm gonna make more money than him. What good does that do? What good does that do anybody? Fine, you make more money than me. That doesn't mean anything. All these women are trying to say, oh, I make more money than you. Okay, I don't care if you make... Are you my sugar mama? Is that what this is about? Are you trying to be my sugar mama now? I don't need that. I mean, it's cool that you make that kind of money, but it... I mean, that's why a lot of these guys choose younger women. Why would he want her? She doesn't make any money. She's beautiful, though. She's gorgeous. She's got curves where yours are, well, a little curvier than one might expect. You're like, well, when I said curves, I didn't mean I didn't mean fucking fat rolls. Look at how curvy and thick I am. I'm thicker than a Snickers. Hell, you're so thick, four men are gonna have to pick you up. If you, you know, like I talked about with the paramedics, you have four fucking men have to lift you up into the damn ambulance. No, thank you. I'm good on that. I don't get it. I really don't get it. But yeah, that's some of the debating I've done with people. And another debate I had. This was basically, I mean, I didn't really debate it too much, but it's something that needs to be said. There was a meme that has gone around on social media. And this meme basically said, no means no, but no also means... And they gave a lot of different wordings to that. By the way, let me look that up right now while I'm here. So I can kind of let you guys in on what they're saying here as far as this no means no thing. Let's see here. I'm going to look at it right now. Hold on. You know, I have to go through some of the posts here, but I will find it. It was... As soon as I find the guy... Ah, here we are. I found it. Okay. I'm uncomfortable. Maybe... I mean, I'm uncomfortable? Yeah, that... That's not something you generally say when you're doing, like, a non-consensual roleplay. Maybe another time. I don't want to. This doesn't feel right. I don't feel like it. This feels wrong. I'd rather do blank. Maybe we should wait. I'm unsure. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't think so. I want to leave. Not right now. Stop. If it's not a solid yes, it's a no. Some people should know don't know how to say no. You should just be decent enough person to know if they're comfortable. Consent is important. And on top of that, no is not an invitation to persuade them to say yes. Consent is non-negotiable. Now, the issue here is... basically, it says, oh, this is from a woman. It's a read the room but play it safe thing. Women need to be more clear with boundaries, but if she doesn't sound positive, don't do it. She says, I'm a blunt bitch, and I'm loud as fuck with boundaries because I refuse to deal with people ignoring them. When I say no and it's ignored, you best believe that bridge is burned real fucking fast. A lot of people have learned that the hard way. And a lot of other women are saying, another one, I totally understand and agree, but a lot of women need to be more open and communicate their wants a lot better when it comes to consenting to sex, and need to communicate more about their likes, dislikes, what's comfortable, uncomfortable for them, stuff they're willing to do, and stuff they're not willing to do. I mean, I'll say I've had a couple of times I was 100% down and ready to get my brains banged out. Then, as everything is slowly progressing, ended up changing my mind and deciding not to do it for whatever reason. I've also had a guy stop completely right in the middle of having sex because it didn't feel right for him. Women and men are both allowed to change their mind. That's true. Let's see. Only time I see women being blunt with people saying no are the ones who are in the military. However, when it comes to other things outside of work, I never cross that path nor tread on that water. However, all of those things pointed out really do mean no, though. There are better, more productive things to do than deal with the possible complexities of dealing with women outside of work. Ask a woman if she's hungry. You get a lot of these same answers. And this guy, he said, I agree, I've had two hookups where the chick went, no, stop, all cute and shit, and I dead stopped playing. She asked why I stopped, and then I said, because she says no. Then she said she had a rape fantasy. No. I guess men gotta read the room, but play it safe type thing. But shit, it's so damn weird now, I quit.
Wow.
He said, that kind of shit requires a lot of vetting. Yeah. Mm. There you go, guys. Like, me and Maya talked about this. The world is not ready for consensual non-consent. We can't be. Because it's so easy for a man to get his fucking life ruined. It's so easy for a man to get destroyed. You know? Think about it like this. No. Okay, I'm done. No, don't stop. It's like, what do you mean no, don't
stop? Which is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like, yes or no? It's like, I'm not gonna do that. And then there's women that'll say, oh, you should have been more forceful. What the fuck do you mean by that? Do you want me to catch a charge? Is that what you're trying to do? I don't know, man. That's dangerous shit. Because she can go and report that in a heartbeat to anybody she fucking wants to. If ever she got upset, I told him to stop and he didn't stop. Oh, clearly you've been raped. That's all it takes. And then they're gonna put the cuffs on you.
Yeah.
I mean, we gotta think about this.
Guys are never given the benefit of the doubt.
No! We're never gonna get the benefit of the doubt because we're always seen as bigger and stronger. So, it's a problem. It's a real problem, and I understand... Oh, hold on. This is a motherfucking elite. Hold on. Oh, fuck this guy. He's an elite. He is an elite. Oh, I don't like him at all. Hold on. He is an elite.
Ooh.
Yeah, he will fuck me up. Like, I'll actually die. I don't want that. God damn, he's strong. I'm gonna lose a lot of life. I'm gonna have to use a full health after I beat him. Oh my god, I got a lot of cells from him. And I got a golden amulet. Take it. Okay, good. Okay, good. Woo, that was an elite. Let me use my heal real quick. Okay. Woo, damn. Fuck that guy. Anyway, back to what I was talking about here. Yeah, it's too much. I get it. There are women into it. I know there's women into it. Drex has talked about it. Legal Mindset has talked about it. There's been so many people that have talked about women that are into this kind of thing. However, I said this, and I said this once, and I'll say it again. The only time you should be doing consensual non-consent rape play is with your own partner. And I'm talking about in the bed of marriage. On the bed of marriage.
Yeah. Even then, I would be hesitant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Blood sword. Oh, there's another... Scroll of power. Okay, hold on. I got a scroll of power, so I'm gonna get, brutality. And what is this? A gem. Mm. Okay, now I'm cursed. So basically, what happens is I get 10 hits and I'm dead. Maybe they changed that, but I found a treasure chest. Okay. So, yeah. There's been a lot of things going on. The internet has been quite a buzz. There's been a lot of conversations with, ooh, I got a haunted armor outfit. Cool. Mm. I don't know how to switch outfits. I don't think I can in the middle of the game. But that means I can play as a haunted armor.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just a skin. It doesn't, you know. Because I don't really I don't like the basic armor. There's probably skeleton armor, too, knowing this game. Let's just grab that real quick. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to go. I'm in Dracula's castle, and it's fucking huge, by the way. Yeah. But yeah. Man. So again, recapping. The Andrew Tate thing. That was simply him saying that you need to be... Okay, hold on. Let me pause this before I recap. Let's recap all this before I end it. So, recapping. Basically, Andrew Tate was saying that normal women aren't trying to attract men. So that the Megan Fox with the penis represents the trans women that are trying to attract men. And apparently they have a better idea of what attracts men, because if a trans woman can look like Megan Fox and Blair White, and some very few can pass that, as technology increases and improves, that'll probably become greater. But they're saying that basically that is more appealing than Lizzo or Hulk Hogan or whatever he was trying to say. It wasn't, at least to my knowledge, inferring that men have sex with trans women. He was just saying that those women look better now than the women of old. Than the women, the natural women. We won't say women of old, we'll say natural women. The women of old looked good. You look at the women from the 50s and the 60s, the 70s, 80s. Like, there's some really hot chicks out there. The 90s? Really hot chicks. And that all went down fucking hill. That went, woo, boom, downhill. So, that's what he was trying to say. The second thing I was saying was the guy arguing about becoming a better man. If you want to become a better man, you want to compete, you can do it. You're free to do it. That's a choice. That's an option. We're all about options. That's what going your own way was about. Options. If you go back to the plantation, you go willingly. You don't have some woman drag you back. You're going willingly, and you're doing it on your own accord, and you're doing it understanding the risk that you take when you go back to the plantation. Okay? Because you can go to be the plantation owner or another slave. It's up to you. What are you going to be when you go back to the plantation? Are you going to own the thing? Are you going to be the man in charge? Or are you going to be the bitch? It's up to you. That's your thing. However, there's also other routes like the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, areas like that that you may find more interesting. So try those areas. If those areas might work for you. They might not. You may hate it. You know, there's nothing like home, but we don't know how long America may be around. At least the way we remember it. And finally, consent? No should mean no. But the problem is, we have a lot of women, as Maya's talked about, that are into the consensual non-consent rape play. Rape play is a very popular thing.
That doesn't even make any sense, though. Let's be honest.
Rape play is a very popular thing. Empress even said she likes a man to be dominant in that way. That women like to be sometimes, like, fake taken advantage of. I know that sounds so weird, but it's very common with a lot of women, because they consider it dominating. Like, oh, you're taking me against my will. Which should be not a thing that you want to hold sacred.
I know that.
But
I'm not even gonna try to understand it.
That's what they're really, and it's being pushed more. More guys are talking about it because women are getting into this. I don't know who got them into it, but they're getting into it. So that is a thing, and we have to be wary of that. I think you should do as all the other men said. If no is said and anything that's uncomfortable, just stop. Just fucking stop. Save yourself the trouble. There's too many women that play with that no. And you don't want to... I mean, it's, even if she says, oh, you should have tried harder. It's like, you shouldn't have put me in a situation where I can be taken advantage of. How about that? I mean, sure, she might call you an incel and all this other shit. But let her call you what you want. What you're doing is protecting your own fucking skin. If she's saying...
Yeah.
Yeah, if she's saying no, but she means yes, you're in a bad place. You shouldn't be in a no, but mean yes situation. If she says no, and she's uncomfortable, and again, positive, negative body language, definitely. Like that other woman said, negative body language. But women are really... They don't know how to be blunt. And women, more women, if you're watching this, more women need to be blunt. Just say fucking no. No. No is a word. It's two letters. You have yes and no. Yes is it's two vowels. No's just one. It's N-O. No. And you don't say like, no. You say, no. Straight up. No. You wanna go somewhere and do something? Or not like that. You wanna go somewhere and, I don't know, maybe get more comfortable? No. You wanna go back to my place? No. You wanna do this? No. I mean, it's whatever. You wanna dress up in this fat suit and roll around in butter? No. You know, I mean, I don't know who's into that, but somebody, right? Somebody's like, butter in a fat suit.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta go. I gotta get ready for that. I gotta get my lotion. It's like, no, you don't. But no, it's a very easy word to say. More women need to say it. Say no. A lot of guys were saying in the comments, I was reading hundreds of them. No, just say no. And the women were fighting. Well, why doesn't blah, blah, blah work? It's one fucking word. No. Do you want more mashed potatoes? No. Do you want me to pour this entire can of beans into your lap. No! I mean, it's not that hard. Do you want me to take a stick and beat you to death with it? No! You know, it's not that hard. Do you want to watch Ghostbusters answer the call 5 times in a row? No! I mean, god damn, it's just, that's the problem. That's the problem. It's a simple word, and women just don't like simplicity. You know, Empress says, oh, we're so simple, you're the ones that are complex. The hell we are! We're the ones telling you, logically, say this one word. This one word will convey everything. And he who does not listen to this one word, he is a man that is up to no good. He's a bad guy. You know when you're watching those shows, those animes, and they're in an alley, and the guy forces himself upon a woman? That's that guy. That's the guy you have in bed with you. That's not a normal man. That's not a proper man. That's the thug that you got from the alley with the, you know, he just doesn't have the knife in his hand. And he's not cutting your brassiere open. But he's the same kind of guy, because when you said no, and you meant no, he's still doing the fucking thing. That's an asshole. That's a guy you stay away from. That's what we consider legit toxic masculinity. There's so much bullshit you consider toxic masculinity, and continuing to have sex with a woman after she has bluntly told you no is toxic masculinity. So don't...
It's real toxic masculinity.
Yeah, don't fucking do it. Don't fucking do it. That goddamn simple. And I think that will do it for this show. It's been a few topics. We had about 3. There's maybe other things I could talk about, but that's pretty much all I had on my agenda. I'm glad we could actually have this happen because of the storm. It's, you know, a little later. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out. But if anybody has anything they need to say, there's only one person here, so...
Stay out of Hill County Jail.
Yeah, yeah, that'll work. Let me check out what's going on here. Oh, Winter's Inn. Okay. All right. So, there's a couple new games. Oh, we'll talk about that later. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grim Rants Unto the Heavens Live or the Open Mic, whatever.